PEP.
Okay.
Without any highlight shade, compared to the Annex, which has a PEP mark, mm-hmm. highlighted or shaded. Mm-hmm. There are pre-numbering for lines where specimen signatures should be written, and these numbers are 1, 2, and 3. At the box portion of the specimen signature in the bank's original document, when compared to Annex A, Annex A has no such numbers, 1, 2, or 3.
There are numbers. There are numbers, 1, 2, and 3.
That is if we photocopy our original, Your Honor. But if you refer to Annex A, which was part of this, there are no numbers.
There are numbers. I can see it. Annex A.
The document I think you're referring to is the photocopy that we have provided you.
No, no, no. I'm looking at Annex A. It is 1, 2, and 3.
It is not...
Annex A. And... Your what you submitted to this court also has 1, 2, and 3.
May I approach, Your Honor, to point it out?
It's blurred, but clearly there is in Annex A 1, 2, and 3.
But if you will compare it, Your Honor, to the certified true copy that we have provided of a photocopy of the original, it is very, very clear, 1, yes. 2, and 3.
Yes, except for that one is clear, one is not very clear. There is 1, 2, and 3 numbers.
It's not apparent in the Annex A that we see, Your Honor.
I can see it from my copy.
Well, probably, maybe...
Anyway.
Yes. If I may go on, Your Honor.
Please.
There are lines that correspond to the pre-numbering beside the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in the box portion of the specimen signature in the bank's original document. But compared to the Annex A has no such lines that correspond to the prenumbering. The three specimen signatures in the bank's original document are written with a fluid stroke, indicating a spontaneous and natural execution, and they are likewise thicker, indicating use of a sign pen. Compared to the Annex A, where each of the three signatures has visible tremors indicating inconsistent pressure and possible tracing, and the lines are thinner indicating a use of a ballpoint.
These are your conclusions. You are not a handwriting expert.
You are not. You are. But this is the reason why we are.
Yes, yes.
And it can be submitted for... separate analysis.
All right. Mr. Witness.
There are...
I'm sorry.
Your Honor, we have 42 points of differences that mm-hmm. we would like to submit to the court for your...
Yeah. Okay. Submit that to the court. Now, it is possible... okay. I also noticed that there are a number of signatures... on the transaction document that you submitted, but it's possible that these transactions were entered after Annex A was Xeroxed.
I honestly do not know how Annex A was Xeroxed and at what
right,
time.
But you said that they were updated, that this signature card was updated from time to time.
There is, yes, Your Honor, there is a transaction indicated in our card sometime in June 2011, which does not appear in Annex A.
Yeah.
And there are signatures of other officers that are in our document, which are likewise not in Annex A.
Because they could have been entered in different times. That's possible.
I would not want to speculate, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, let's go to the signatures. On time deposit, peso time deposit ending 358, the approving officer is Maria Cecilia Sumia.
Yes. five.
Is that correct?
This is January 26, Your Honor.
That's correct.
We are submitting actually to the court certifications. On
yes,
the
you have submitted. You have submitted to the court.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What I'm referring
yes,
to.
Yes, sir.
It, the signature appearing under opposite account number 358 is Maria Cecilia Samia under your on the basis of documents you submitted.
Similar, but we note different.
Similar.
Even on the stroke, you know.
You are no handwriting expert.
Well,
can you just say
yes.
If it is similar, it's completely different?
It's similar, Your Honor.
All right. Similarly, the authorized closing officer for count number ending 358, the peso account, is Susan D. Qualteras, Qualteros, as you have submitted. And the signature appearing on the column approved by, after the date closed on account number ending 358, and the signature that you have, specimen signature submitted, would be similar.
Your Honor, please.
Can I ask for a 2 minutes extension?
Your Honor.
Yes, please.
May I, from time to time, approach my client when documents are referred to, so I can just assist him in pointing them out?
Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. So the signature of Susan D. Qualteros, appearing in Annex A, and that the specimen signature you submitted would be similar.
Similar, yeah. Similar, Your Honor.
Similar. All right. In the peso account ending 593, the signature of Mary Grace Dizon Munoz, the approving account officer, appearing in Annex A and in the compliance you submitted, would be similar.
It seems different, Your Honor.
What's the difference? I can see it. Well, okay, anyway, in your view, it's different. In my view, it's almost the same. In any case, let's go to the next. Account number 444. Or I repeat that, the last four digits is 1444. Susan Qualteros is a signature that appears across this account. There is in Annex A and also in what you have submitted. They appear to be similar. Is that a correct observation?
That they appear to be similar, Your Honor.
All right. And in many respects, Annex A and what you just submitted would have similarities.
As far as information, Your Honor.
As far as information.
Yes, Your Honor.
And this information can only come from your bank?
Not necessarily, Your Honor.
Where could else could it come from?
This information, for example, is the address of Mr. Corona, where he is at, which is the Supreme Court of the Philippines, the company address, which is Padre Faura, Manila, the name of his spouse, his birth date, his place of birth, his civil status. The account numbers indicated are Correct.
What?
The account numbers are similar, the same.
The account same. Numbers are the same.
The same. The
and
same.
It could only, and these are the same as appearing in your bank records.
Yes, Your Honor. They are the same as appearing in the bank.
In fact, in your bank records is also a passport of Renato C. Corona.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the number appearing here in Annex A is an exact copy of the passport number appearing in your files.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I have not personally checked those numbers. Mm-hmm. A week, we will verify them.
Now, when you were making comparisons earlier, you appeared to be reading from a prepared document. What document is that?
This document is a summary of the various differences that we noted between Annex A and our original document.
Who made the document?
We did, Your Honor.
Who is we?
Our chief audit officer.
Are your chief audit officer, not yes. you?
I did also look at them just to satisfy
but
myself.
It was your chief audit officer who prepared that?
Yes, Your Honor, together and with some other people.
Together with some other people. Who are the some other people?
They are our chief risk officer, mm-hmm. our head of our legal mm-hmm. unit.
And you were reading from that?
For this purpose, yes, Your Honor. But for purposes of comparing them,
just
I
answer
personally...
answer my question,
yes,
please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that will be all for the witness. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me this time.
Senator Marcos, Mr. President.
The gentleman from Ilocos Norte.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to direct my questions to Mr. Garcia. Mr. Garcia, mabalikan lang natin ng konti yung audit ng BSP at saka ng AMLA. Am I right in understanding from your previous testimony, Mr. Garcia, that the BSP audit team does not look into personal accounts?
Yes, Your Honor.
In other words, they do not take deposit samples.
Yes, Your Honor.
Only the AMLA audit team does that.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So the question is whether or not the AMLA audit team or examiner is allowed to photocopy, reproduce, fax, whatever, documents or records of the deposit samples that they looked at.
I do not have personal knowledge of that, but they are authorized by law to look into it.
To look, but they, yeah. Are they allowed to take photocopies?
As part of an audit process, it is oftentimes necessary for them to get copies of this. And based on our examination report, we did check that documents were provided to them.
So they did, in fact, photocopies of deposit samples during their 2010.
We provided to them as required, Your Honor.
So kayo nang nagkopya, tapos yung hiningi nila, kayong nagkopya at binigay nyo ngayon dun sa AMLA examiners.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what happened. Okay. Pagkatapos nung kanilang audit, nung kanilang examination, binigay ba sa inyo yung resulta nung kanilang audit? Kung may problema, kung maayos naman, did they at any point come back to you? You said they finished around November 2010. Pagkatapos nila natapos, they examined all the documents, binalikan bang bango para sabihin, wag na kayo mag-alala at mukhang namang maayos. Or the opposite, mukhang may problema tayo dito. Did they ever give you an inkling or give you an indication as to what was the result of their examination?
Yes, they did, Your Honor. They came back and indicated to us that our signature cards did not have the notation PEP.
So, as a result of their examination, the only conclusion that they arrived at that needed, that was a problem or that needed fixing or that needed your attention was the fact that PEP, the designation PEP, was not included in the signature card.
Yes, Your Honor, because they during the review, they check on whether the bank does follow the AMLA process, which is either reporting on 500,000 and up or this classification.
So should there have been a violation, they would have told you that as well?
Yes, Your Honor.
You can assume that the fact that they only talked about the lack of the PEP designation in the signature card means that that was the only remarkable thing as far as they found as far as their examination was concerned.
As far as I can recall.
Okay.
With the permission of the gentleman from Ilocos Norte. In other words, the original did not contain the marking PEP.
Yes, Your Honor.
But this annex